report out there Kevin Boss is going to open. Do you know anything about that?
Just heard that, yep, this morning. Disappointing, but evidently it was something that occurred just recently, and we were very much involved in that, but the decision is the decision. Wish him well.
Was it that far apart for you guys?
I'm not sure what the details are.
How much of a loss is that, Tom?
Well, I mean, obviously we would like to have him here, but we've got five tight ends here. They're going to have to compete for jobs.
You need to bring someone else in, you think?
You're always looking for whatever you can do to improve anywhere, so that's never going
to
stop.
Does Pasco go back to more tight end now, or does he stay where he...
We'll see how that works out, you know. We'll just see how that works out. He's bigger. He's stronger, you know. Ballard obviously is here for that job, for one purpose, and he's gotten a little bit better with that. Continuing to develop, you know, Beckham into a consistent player, make a great play, and then make a not-so-good play. But so the guys that are here are going to have to prove to us that we can continue and run the offense that we want to run. And if we have to make adjustments, we'll do it.
How relieved are you that Prince is about to sign in?
Well, it's... The rookies, to be honest with you, should be, they need to be in here. If they're going to help you right away, they need to be here. So there's no off, we didn't have any off season. So to get in here and get going is real important.
Is he here yet? Was he at the walkthrough?
He was supposed to land this morning.
You haven't seen him yet?
I haven't seen him.
He's spending a practice tonight, I guess.
I do.
Tom, how long does it take for a guy like that to usually get up to speed?
Depends how fast he can learn a new language. It's Chinese to him right now, so he's going to have to. He's got a lot of work to do that way.
Was it a relief last night, after last night, for Chris Johnson getting hurt, to see that Prince was signed?
Well, first of all, let's talk about Bruce. Very, very, very sorry, very sad about Bruce. Bruce, you know, has had two in a row, the ACL knee and then the Achilles. So we all were stunned by it because, you know, as often happens, which there's really no reason why it should have happened. I mean, he was just backpedaling. He was just doing something of that nature, and all of a sudden this occurred. So, you know, why it happens, I always ask myself that. But I feel bad for Bruce, and so that's that. But, yeah, Prince coming in here, and we'd like to stay at a real healthy number at corner so we can, the special teams aspect of it with, you know, with receivers and tight ends, and those guys are running all the time. So, our numbers will have to stay up in those areas.
Based on your very short experience of meeting Prince, Tom, how much can you give him right away? Or is it just, hey, look, see what he can handle and just pile it on?
I think you got to get him the terminology first, the understanding, so that there isn't something that he's confused with from a verbalization standpoint, and then you just got to throw it at him. You know, he's got to come along, and you'll make some you'll bring him to a point, and you'll try to assess how he can help us. And then after that, it's a continuous extra time kind of devoted to getting there as fast as he can. So he's got a lot of classroom work to make up for, because we've, you know, you figure 4 hours a day since we've been here, nothing but classroom.
Tom, the first 4 days of camp, OC didn't practice because of his contract. Yesterday was his knee. How much of a concern is his knee?
Well, it's a concern, obviously, but again, you know, we're day to day until we see how that is.
Were you aware of the knee before yesterday, or was it?
Yeah, I was aware.
Coach Terrell Thomas told us yesterday that he copied his notes and he sent them to Prince and to Tyler Sash. Were there other players who you've been able to tell sort of took a step in the offseason,
yeah,
or became more leaders, loud,
yeah,
or anything like
yeah,
that?
I know Chris Sneed did the same thing with Brewer. Made a, if you will, a introductory sheet for offensive linemen and made sure he got it.
Are there other things like that? Other guys? I mean, we know that Eli organized these workouts, but anything
he
else
did.
That...
He also did the practices. He organized the practices, you know, what they were going to work on and that type of thing. I mean, those are the ones that I know to this point, but I can't imagine that, you know, John Goff didn't do the same thing, that... I just think any of the veteran guys, if given that position and the rookies would have come and showed up, I know they would have got extra help.
You can tell from your young guys that they did get extra from the
officer? No, I can tell from what I know that the veteran guys did. But, you know, when you go out there, that's the problem with what we're going through right now. When you meet and jog through, it goes real slow. Then all of a sudden, it's like that. Boom. You know, I mean, ooh, wait a minute. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Tom, you mentioned Ballard. What stands out about him and then when he actually...
Blocker, yeah. He's doing everything now. I mean, he's flanked out. He's doing all that stuff. And he's made some nice catches, but versatility would be good. But, you know, at the point of attack is, you know, that's what he's got to be able to do. He's 276 pounds. He's got to.
Tom, have you
been told that if OC needs a procedure, how long do
you have to deal? I'm hoping that it doesn't, and we go from there.
Linebacker last night, and they can bounce around a little better.
Well, we'll do what we can to keep them there, so that then on third down we can do second and third down we can do other things.
How did he look last night?
Looked fine.
Can he stay at linebacker? Or, you know, hopefully he's not.
At this point, yes.
So he can be, if OC is not here, he can stay at linebacker.
At this point, yes. How'd I do with that, Paul? Is that okay?
The finger pointing down.
I didn't want to, you know, I won't go there.
You mentioned Brewer before. Just early impressions on him?
Athletic. Got a lot of work to do.
So basically that's a testament to Pierre Poole, that Human can stay at linebacker if the postseason.
Well, we want them all. We want them all. We want them all. Versatility is all, just like I've said 1,000 times. So you can't pin me down on that kind of stuff. Jason's done well. He's played strong. He's done all just as we thought he would. But there's a spot for everybody.